Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Hey, my friends. How was your day? I am laughing hysterically internally right now because I have tried to record this podcast for the last 3 hours. And for those of you who have children, you can relate to this. Maybe your kids are young, but even if they're grown, you can remember that time when you had something you really wanted to do and it seemed like your kids just would not cooperate with your plan. Well, now I have dogs. And they love my attention 24/7. And it seems like every time I go to do a podcast, that's when they want my attention the most. And so I literally just drove into town to get them a whole big bag of these like really good bones, like real bones with marrow in them. And I just gave them a bone. And right now they're on the back porch and they seem to be doing okay for right now. So fingers crossed I can get through this podcast, but I'm a determined gal and I was determined to get this podcast recorded today. But I have been thinking that maybe I need to get a dog nanny, just someone, you know, like when your kids are young, someone just that comes over and helps you so that you can get some stuff done. I think I need a dog nanny. So if you have any suggestions for dog nannies or how to find one, let me know. Okay, but we're not talking about dogs or nannies in this podcast. I want to share with you how an $8 bouquet of tulips from Walmart made me rich. Yes, you heard me right. $8. And I feel rich today because of that. And I'm going to explain to you why. So when I went into town today, I actually picked up some tulips and I just got through arranging them in this lovely crystal vase. In fact, I have three arrangements. I've got to finish the other two. But each week I stop by the local grocery store or the farmer's market to pick up three bouquets of flowers, one for my kitchen, one for my dining room, and then my office. And this simple weekly flower purchase has made me rich. Now, you might be thinking, what? That just sounds absurd. How is that possible? So I'm going to explain. I know that for some of you listening, a bouquet of flowers may seem senseless and impractical, but I'm here to tell you it's not. You know, my thinking used to be, why spend money on something that will soon die, right? And I thought that for so long until I visited Madame Clément's house. She's a lovely lady that I met in the south of France, and she invited me over for dinner one night, and I walked in, and I was just enraptured with this sweet, beautiful scent, and I noticed a vase of white roses. Yeah, they were roses. They sat on her foyer table, and as the night progressed, I noticed that she had fresh flowers in every room. Yes, every room, and I remember feeling this surge of envy and awe. And I thought to myself, who has the kind of money to be so frivolous on something that is going to last only a short while? And who has the time that it must take on fussing with flower arrangements? You see, up until that point, I was too busy surviving my life. The way my mind was wired at the time had no space or time for such nonsense and impracticalities. I was a very practical girl. And because of this, my mindset was simply just trying to survive another day, just get through another day. The constant tape of there's not enough time or money had made me into the kind of woman whose home and life was rather dull, actually. I was too busy trying to lose weight, make more money, taking care of everyone else, trying to get ahead, keeping it together. And all of that, just notice, all of that was so fear-driven. Now, of course, deep down, I craved the simple pleasures and the non-essentials of life that truly make life worth living. But it always seemed to be something that was postponed until another day, someday. It was never today. You know, who has the time to make things beautiful when you're putting out fires? I was running my life on the fumes of fear, not beauty. And just like the person being chased by a bear in the woods, they're not thinking about what they're going to cook for dinner, right? I had become a woman living in fight or flight who did not have the emotional capacity to create my life. Yet, when I dreamed of my future self, I wanted to be a rich woman. And this feeling was beyond just having money, because money doesn't necessarily mean rich. And I know this from experience. I've had money and felt poor, and I've had money and felt rich. What I wanted was rich experiences. I wanted this overflowing feeling of abundance. I desired to surround myself with beautiful things without guilt. I yearned for a deep knowing that there is always enough for all of us. I really, really wanted to be the kind of woman who honors her everyday life. So I realized if I wanted to be rich, I had to stop acting so poor. Madame Clément didn't realize it at the time, but she inspired me to buy flowers for myself as soon as I returned home, a bouquet of $8 tulips from Walmart. Now, this may not seem like a big deal, but if your mind has been conditioned for lack, it is a brave act to spend money on something that, again, seems so frivolous. One simple, and really when you think about it, inexpensive action to spend money and time to place fresh cut flowers in my home caused this wave of other seemingly small actions. Flowers have become my permission slip to add more elegance into my everyday and to make everything around me as beautiful as possible. You know, there's this really great quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson that says, "The earth laughs in flowers." And I know this to be true because I remember after placing the tulips in my kitchen, I would smile every time I walked by them. And I carried that little jolt of joy with me to work, and people started to notice. So I bought more flowers. Next thing I knew, I began thinking differently about money, learning to trust the belief that there's always enough. And then guess what? I got a raise at work. Voila. And as I began to relax into abundance, the world started to feel like a playground instead of this battlefield. And the sense of enjoyment of life inspired me to then go sign up for sommelier school. Sommelier school was where I was introduced to the stories and the richness of the world of wine, not to mention the rare wines that I was able to taste. I felt even more abundant. Next thing you know, I was writing restaurant reviews and getting paid to set up wine programs. That internal state of richness started to show up in my outer world. I began to make more quality choices, such as buying one pair of really great designer sunglasses versus 20 mediocre ones. And as I began feeling and acting like an abundant woman, the loud voice of not enough really began to fade. I didn't realize it at the time, but I was collecting evidence for a new belief. And that belief was, I am a rich woman. Looking back at the beginning of my love affair with flowers, I've come to realize that they've transformed me into a woman who feels abundant. One vase of $8 tulips from Walmart led me to new beliefs and feelings, and over time, a completely different life experience. Yes, today I make a lot more money since that day in Walmart, but I'm no Oprah. However, the richness of life that I'm speaking of doesn't cost a fortune. It's that feeling of luxury I felt when I walked into Madame Clément's simple yet elegant home. The richness of life comes in so many different forms, and a lot of the richness that I talk about doesn't cost anything at all. You know, it's looking for what's going right instead of what you think is going wrong. It's taking the time to cultivate beauty in your everyday life, and that may be something as simple as putting beautiful music on in the background or lighting a candle or taking the time to look and feel your best. It's also waking up with a heart full of gratitude for another day. It's that deep feeling of abundance that can be cultivated regardless of how much money you have in the bank. And you may discover what I've experienced. When you become rich on the inside, your world will start to become more rich as well. A colleague of mine posted something on Facebook that really caused me to question how we're trying to go about changing our lives. And basically what she said is, since when did buying yourself flowers become a personal development tool? And I thought to myself, why don't we all just go around walking on coals, sitting in sweat lodges and call that a life, right? I'll admit that that may sound a little bit judgmental. However, I have learned, regardless of what many experts may try to convince you, there is no one way to personal growth. We all have unique desires and souls, so we must pay attention to when we feel inspired and passionate and what makes our daily lives feel rich. Because think about it, what we're all seeking is to feel better. And I'm going to challenge each of you to really take inventory throughout your day of what ignites you, what makes you feel expansive, what helps you feel alive, and notice what drains you. What contracts your soul? What makes you just want to run into the bedroom and hide? You know, some people find those elevated emotions and intense seminars and creating vision boards. Not me. Others, like myself, find it in the most unusual places, such as a bouquet of flowers or a swanky hotel lobby or Bergdorf Goodman's. Yeah, I'm the kind of gal who actually loves to talk about God in a great handbag in the same sentence. But the point is to stop romancing the thoughts and emotions and behaviors that keep you stuck in a life of famine. Begin to surround yourself with those things that light you up, that get you excited, because here's what I do know. When you start to feel better, your behaviors change. You start to attract new opportunities. You start to see things that you could not see before when your mindset was so limited and so stuck in lack and scarcity. And I know that because that's what happened to me. You will never become rich in life if you feel like there is never enough. Each day, I coach women who are constantly trying to improve themselves. They're wanting to, you know, reach goals and go harder and push more. And for many, it seems like it's never enough. No matter how many accolades they receive, how many goals they reach, or how much money they make, it is never enough. And to me, this is the dark side of personal development. Constantly trying to improve ourselves because at the core, we believe we're not enough. It happened to me. And then I got into personal development and I felt sometimes even more broken. But everything changed when I started creating from a place of abundance, not because I wasn't good enough, not because I needed more to be happy, but because I realized I can be happy in this moment and I'm excited to see what I can create in this lifetime. It's a big difference. A lot of my work when I first start working with women is really helping them understand, hey, what we're doing here is not trying to fix you because you're not broken. That is part of the problem, is you thinking that you're broken, and that causes you to feel less than, hopeless. It makes you feel discouraged and sad and frustrated. And when you're feeling that way, you often do things to reaffirm that belief. See, I told you I'm broken, but you're not. But when you come at personal development from that perspective, you often become trapped in this constant striving to feel better, to fix yourself, even though, again, you're not broken. But this often leads to that one day win mentality, which causes us to avoid doing the very things that would lead us to feeling better. It's crazy making, y'all. So for me, that $8 bouquet of flowers was my declaration to life that I wasn't going to continue putting my life on hold until one day. In fact, it was my bold commitment to living richly and well in the life I have. It was me going out into life and collecting evidence for new beliefs such as, I deserve a beautiful life. I can create the time. There is enough. I can afford this. Beauty is everywhere. So let's talk about you creating a rich state of mind. You know, sitting at home trying to fix yourself does not change you. Delaying the feeling of your desires does not inspire you. And waiting for your bank account to be a certain number to feel rich will keep you poor. So let me ask you this. Do you want to live a rich life? And be really honest with yourself. Some people, this question makes them uncomfortable. They're like, who am I to be rich? Like, oh, I should not want that. But remember, richness is not necessarily just about money. I know a lot of people that have a lot of money, and honestly, in my opinion, they're poor because they're stressed out all of the time. They work 24/7, so they have no time to spend with their family and make memories. You know, richness, yes, having money is a wonderful thing, It is a wonderful tool to be able to do things to add to your life experience, to help others. But money alone does not make you rich. But here's what I do know. If you want to really be a rich woman and live a rich life, you have got to stop feeling and acting so poor. I am such a big believer in that one of the best ways to become rich is to start feeling rich in the life you have right now. And I'm so passionate about this because that has been my experience. And not just for me, but in the clients that I've coached. Because when you start to feel rich, you start acting rich. You start attracting rich experiences and opportunities into your life. But if you're wondering, like, Tanya, where do I start? Let's just play around with this. I'm going to give you some suggestions. Maybe it's as simple as stopping and taking in a glorious deep breath and looking around at all that you have right now. Maybe it's turning on some jazz in the mornings as you're getting ready for work. Maybe you sit down with your cup of coffee and peruse your favorite magazine before going to work. Maybe it's celebrating something every single day. And I do not care how bad life is right now. And trust me, I've been in some situations where I was like, ugh, can it get any worse? But you know what? When you think about it, there is always something to celebrate. And maybe it's just celebrating the sun came up today and I didn't have to make that happen. What a miracle, right? Maybe it's, you know, I'm celebrating my heart still beating. Maybe I'm celebrating that I have good friends. But I do believe there is something that you can celebrate every single day. And if you want to feel rich, then you need to start looking for those things. Maybe you give to your favorite charity, even if it's only $5, even if it's only a dollar. Maybe you're just walking out of the grocery store. I do this often, and if I see someone that's homeless sitting there, I'll just, you know, hand them a dollar, $5, whatever I have in my pocket. It's not, you know, it's not a million, but it makes me feel rich just to know that I can give. What are some other suggestions? Oh, here's one. Maybe you splurge on a bottle of truffle oil. If you all do not have truffle oil in your cabinet, I'm going to challenge you to go get some. Only if you like truffles, of course. I know some people, like Glenn, he does not like truffle oil. And I was like, why am I with a guy that does not like truffle oil? How's that even possible? But he doesn't. But I love it. And there's something about drizzling it over my eggs in the morning that just makes life feel rich, right? I feel like rich people use truffle oil and it doesn't cost that much money. So that's another idea. Or maybe you take a luxurious bubble bath before going to bed. Maybe you invest in a beautiful set of lingerie. There are so many options to living richly in our everyday lives, everything from what we think to things that we can do. But you must stop putting your happiness or a vase of flowers or a trip on hold until one day when. Because if you do, you're robbing yourself of a well-lived life, and it will for sure slow your progress to reaching your goals, including creating a rich life. I think adding luxury to our everyday is personal development. You know, to my friend who poo-pooed flowers as a personal development tool, all I have to say to her is, for me, it's been one of the best. The stories of not enoughness I held true about myself and life were transformed by elevating the quality of my everyday life, starting with my first bouquet of flowers. My mind, of course, fought me every step of the way until it realized this girl is heading in a whole new direction and we can't stop her. By creating everyday luxurious experiences, ones that I knew my 90-year-old self would toast me for one day, I created a whole new state of being. I truly became a rich woman from the inside out. You see, what I've come to understand is, you know, it's never about the clothes or the shoes or the flowers or the other external things, but it's about who you must become to actually see yourself as worthy enough to surround yourself with beautiful things. It's forcing your mind to believe in something other than scarcity and struggle. Buying myself flowers that day was the beginning of seeing this very day as one to be celebrated and adored. It was an act of courage to see myself as worthy enough of $8. It was a reminder to tend to the details of my life. to touch pause every now and then and see this day as deserving of my attention. That day in Walmart was the beginning of me deciding to not put my life or beauty on hold until one day, but to embody my future self now. That was the beginning of me becoming rich. When it comes to personal development, everyone's journey is different. And yes, it's imperative that you unravel the painful stories that are holding you back. But in the meantime, go buy yourself a bouquet of flowers, and you may discover that in all of that living, the story starts to unravel itself. Okay, so I shared my story. Now I want to turn it over to you. I want you to think about how you can add richness to your everyday life. What is your plan to start feeling more rich? I've given you some ideas, but there's so many ways that you can start to feel more rich. Everything from the thoughts you think, where you focus, to little acts that you can do in your everyday life. And I'm going to challenge you to not start tomorrow or the next day, but I challenge you to start feeling rich in the life you have right now, today. Well, that wraps up this episode. I really hope that you will take what I've shared and apply it to your own life, because that's truly when you start to feel the changes. And I also wanted to ask you a favor. If you enjoy the French Kiss Life podcast, I would really appreciate it if you would head over to iTunes and leave us a review. Anyway, that's a wrap. I'll see you all in the next episode. And until then, go out there and French Kiss Life. Cheers.